This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton without Walter Yerkew. He is watching the World Series. I am with Mike Reichbrandt and 7-5 Radio's spokesmodel, the very first spokesmodel for radio, Danella Rodriguez. We are red hot and rolling. It is the 26th of October, 2024. I just got off the political cesspool, just knocking it out of the park, but we have a better show. Anyways, we want to say hello real quick to all of our special listeners, Little Billy Keebler and the Men, and alleged woman of the Onondaga New York Fire Department, New York's finest, New York's bravest, New York's boldest, those on Long Island, especially in the 2nd Congressional District. Welcome one and all. Anyways, we have no names to read off the officer down list. Stay safe one and all. Anyways, we have a very special show tonight. It is the Political Cesspool's 20th anniversary. It is also the one-year anniversary of our spokesmodel, Danella Rodriguez. She's been with us since the 28th of October, 2023. And on top of her one-year anniversary, Talkers Magazine, which is our Bible in the talk radio industry, mentioned her on its website. Radio Spokesmodel marks first anniversary with 7-5 Radio Show. And they're just an absolutely gorgeous picture of the absolutely gorgeous spokesmodel, Danella Rodriguez. Anyways, Danella, how are we doing tonight, madam?
Hello. I am doing great. And thank you so much for having me tonight. And especially for hanging on to me for a year. It's been such a pleasure.
Right. Danella, the pleasure is all ours. Again, real quick, I met you through our buddy Ed Huebner, who unfortunately he's doing something tonight. He couldn't make it. And at his birthday party, and you walked. Ed had 1,000 people there, ages from 100 days to 100 years. And anyways, I saw this beautiful woman at the party. I'm like, is she at the right place? Is she lost? And I do what I did best. I texted James Edwards. I said, you would not believe this gorgeous lady I'm standing next to when I was at the bar getting a soda, since one of us had a radio show to do. And he's like, I want proof. I was like, dude, I'm literally next to her. So Ed introduced me to you, and I said, what a really gorgeous and really nice lady. So then July 1st, we went to the home of Luciano De La Torre, where I brought guests at the party to talk about how they love America. You came on, knocked out of the park, looked absolutely gorgeous as usual. And Ed was taking pictures, and not only did I look like a roadie for the Allman Brothers Band, but at the particular time, I had my right hand in my pocket looking like I was doing something I shouldn't be doing. But anyways, I came up with the idea. Right. Don't you say anything, Mike. But anyways, I hit you up on Facebook. You didn't tell me to go pound sand. And I said, you know what? I said, there's something about this woman. Besides, she's absolutely gorgeous. She's absolutely got a great personality. She didn't tell me to go pound sand. I said, you know what? I wonder if she'd be interested in becoming a spokesmodel for a radio show, because no other radio show had a spokesmodel. And I sent you some links. I sent you a link to the show and some of our archives. And for whatever reason, you said yes. I was like, oh, my God. And then last year, we had you on with Walter and Charlie LaDuff. And I'm going through the show, and I was a hot mess because I was nervous. I was like, I can't believe she's coming on the show. I can't believe she's sitting next to me. And I can't believe she's still sitting here listening to Charlie LaDuff. But anyways, it's been an absolute pleasure of you being on the show. We couldn't be any happier. But anyways, Danella, I took enough time. What say you about being with 7-5 Radio and having to deal with me, Walter, Mike, and then Charlie LaDuff?
this is such a great team. I don't know what you're talking about. Since I saw your commitment, you know, to this show and your personality, beautiful human being you are, I have to say yes.
Wow.
There was no hard decision right there.
Right. And another thing, Danelle, is like, you know, we're, as you know, since you met me for a year and change, we're exactly the same people on the air as off the air. And then off the air, you just help me so much, get my life together, look better, not look like a roadie for the Allman Brothers Band, but look like a you know, normal human being. And also,
yeah, that's what
you
I
came
love about it. Uh-huh.
Right. And also, you came down to my other job to meet some fans because I you know,
oh
I got
my
your pic-
God, that was awesome! What a day! I love
right.
meeting the people. You know that we work
right.
with. They're amazing.
And, right, and they immediately fell in love with you, and we call you our favorite employee, even though you don't work with us. And I had to train
awesome.
I had to train this car wreck of a this new employee who's just some absolute trash. And I was telling the other ladies, the other work wives, I call them. I said, you know what, Danelle's doing better than this than Karen over here, and she don't even work here. They laughed, and I said, Danelle, could you? The ladies want to meet you. They passed all the training, whatever. And at first, she's like, oh, I'm not feeling too good. I got to work. And then she's like, you know what? They're fans. I'm coming down. I'm coming down for them. And then you came down and you wore white.
Yeah, that was so special.
Right. You wore white because on Fridays I call it White Shirt Friday. It's, you know, just a way to show solidarity and tell everybody go go screw themselves. And the work wives loved you, and also you have an open invite to any event at my job. You get invited first. I'll get invited last. But anyways, that's your personality. You know, everybody that interacts with you, meets you, just absolutely loves you. And that's why I couldn't be happier that you're on the show. I couldn't be happier that you put up with me. And I couldn't be happier that you're a friend of mine, a good friend of mine.
Oh, yes, I am. And I'm here for you. You know that.
Yeah. Mike, you got any comments, questions, or concerns? And keep it clean, sir. You know, we got company.
Mike, you can be yourself. Don't listen to him.
I'm excited. I think Danelle is amazing. She's absolutely amazing, and she's really just a huge addition to this family. And I mean, look, all she has to do is listen to how politely she described you being her stalker. You know how polite she was about it. You know that right there alone was you know, just amazing and impressive. So
right, but nothing, Danelle.
He's a nice one. He's a nice one.
Thank you. But other people are, I guess, jealous. But anyway, since you came on, you know, our traffic to websites, our traffic to YouTube, our traffic on the podcast has gone up 50% because I have your picture on the podcast. And what's funny, they click on it, it's like, who's this gorgeous woman? And they hear like three dudes like talking trash. But anyways, but you made Talkers Magazine again. You've been in the business barely a year. You've been mentioned twice. I've been doing radio for 19. I've been mentioned zero times. But, I mean, that's because, you know, you're such just a great person. And, you know, I could talk to you about the whole hour without even trashing Mike. But, anyways, well, we got you on the air. Do you have anything you want to promote or at this time? Because, I mean, if you listen to the bumpers, you hear our narrator say, and we're back, and Scoop's done staring at Danelle's Instagram account, which is at danella.fitnessmodel on Instagram.
Yes, that's my page, you know, my Instagram for modeling. But also I have my daughter and I, we are the CEO for DR Wellness Aesthetic Center right there in Tyson's Corner. So where all the ladies can, you know, have their beauty treatment. We do it all. So if you all can check that out, I'm grateful.
Right. And folks, listen, Danelle knows a thing or two about beauty. I just look at her picture. So check out drwellnessandaesthetics.com. If you are in the DMV and you look like me, go see her so you can try to look like her. But anyways, And that's another thing.
We can make everybody better.
Right. Here's another thing. Anytime, like I mentioned you or have put your picture on, guess what? The numbers on the website for you or the particular item on the website goes up like ridiculous numbers. So, anyways, that's, right. Right. But anyways, Danella, we're coming to my first break. You want to stick around or are you going to enjoy the party?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm going to have to go because I'm here at the party. But thank you so much for having me. Mike, thank you, Mike.
Thank you, madam. All right, that's Danella Rodriguez, everybody. When we come back, Danella, we'll talk about the news with Mike. Stay tuned, everybody.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
How do you know your child loves you?
When he calls and he says, Dad, why don't we go fishing? Just very simple, but it really counts.
They make a song up, and they come into our bedroom and say, we made a song, and will you listen to
it? Our next to oldest daughter came to me with tears in her eyes, and she said, Daddy, I just thank you for coming home every night when we were growing
up. My son does the nicest things. When he's playing outside, he'll come in and just give me a hug and run right back outside.
My daughter goes to the same high school that I'm the registrar at, and I'll go into my office after the bell has rung, and there's a note on my desk. And it'll usually say, Mom, I love you. I'm thinking about you.
And I think of my boy that we finally got him through graduation, and he came up to me and said, I made it. Thanks.
Family. Isn't it about time?
That's all I said. And that meant everything to me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Danilla's Instagram account. Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton with Mike Reichbrandt. Mr. Yerq is watching the World Series. Mike, do you even know what the score of the World Series is?
I have no idea, brother. I'm not going to lie.
Right. And you live in New York, but anyways, great. I can't say enough about Ms. Rodriguez. And yes, folks, I was looking at her Instagram account. She had a live video, and just look for yourself. Anyways, let's get down to reality. Jesus Christ.
She is amazing. Anyway, she really is.
I know. I can't say enough. I can't look at her pictures enough. And anyway, so that's for a different story at a different time off the air. So, anyways, Donald Trump's having a hell of a week. Sunday, he was in at a McDonald's outside Philadelphia to troll Kamala Harris, who did claim that she worked at McDonald's. But McDonald's says we have no record of her. And all she has to do is either produce a form from either, I believe, IRS or Social Security that says, like, here, I worked at, you know, whatever company or person owns that McDonald's, wherever she worked at, and here it is. But, you know, he was there in his designer white shirt and his red tie and a little apron, and, you know, people are complaining, oh, it's a campaign stunt. Of course it's a campaign stunt. You can't just have random people walk in to order food, and there's Donald Trump. Secret Service had to clear the place and vet the people, make sure, you know, nobody with a rifle comes in and does something they shouldn't do. But I thought it was a Kodak moment. And then one thing Donald Trump has that I don't is class. A reporter asked about Kamala Harris's 60th birthday, and he's screaming through the drive-through window, "Yeah, happy birthday, Kamala. Happy 60th birthday. You know, enjoy it." I was like, wow. I would have said something else. Anyways, another Kodak moment was Donald Trump sticking his head out, waving to the cameras. You know, it looked like Grandpa was working part time at McDonald's to occupy his time. And another customer came up to the drive through, and of course, these people were vetted through Secret Service. Again, you know, there's been two, possibly three attempts on Trump's life. They have to be very careful these days. And the customer thanked Donald Trump for all he's done for the ordinary people, such as himself. And Donald Trump replied, "You're not ordinary," and that just blew my socks off, because whether it's McDonald's or the barbershop in the Bronx with black and Hispanics, he knows how to talk to people. He walked up to a barber about cutting hair, and he generally asked questions about how he cuts hair and who's a better barber. I mean, myself, I see that, okay, the guy's working, let the guy work, and just keep it moving. Mike, what say you about Donald Trump working at Mickey D's?
It was brilliant. It was brilliant. It was so, so good for him. I mean, I guarantee you that guy, he gains votes everywhere he goes. He's gaining votes. He's turning people his way. If you look at everything that's gone on over the last week alone, the Joe Rogan interview yesterday, it's not even 24 hours, and we're at 20 million views on that already. You know, the guy's a juggernaut. He's an absolute juggernaut. This is going to be a huge upset for the other side.
Right. Well, we could talk about that a little bit. But anyways, speaking of Joe Rogan, I did watch that. It was a 3+ hour interview. And first of all, I got handed Joe Rogan. He is probably the best interviewer since Mike Wallace. But unlike Wallace, he doesn't have a slant. He was asking Trump some tough questions, including 2020. And Trump, he just blew my mind, because it seemed like he knew everything about the problem with the forest in California, the water problem in California, the windmills, nuclear power. Yep. Just stuff. The average is like, "Oh, well, I don't know. I can find out about it." You know, stuff like that. You know, whatever we had to say in the military. I'm sorry, petty officer, but I will find out for you, petty officer. Anyways, Donald Trump is really, really smart. I mean, it was an interview for the ages. And, you know, it takes a guy like Joe Rogan, who's got his own podcast, own platform. He's not on the major news networks or the alphabet networks, terrestrial television, and he's getting millions of views. Meanwhile, CNN, they keep, calling Trump a Nazi, and he likes Nazis, and he's a fascist, and he's a this, and he's a that. And he got maybe about 100,000 people watching, but check it out, folks. I'm going to put a link on it later this week. I was too busy doing research for the political cesspool in the interview with our spokesmodel. Yeah, but while Trump had a great week, Kamala had a not-so-great week. Early this week, Kamala Harris held a town hall meeting in Michigan hosted by the former First Lady of California, Maria Shriver. An audience member asked Shriver if they could ask the vice president questions. And this person was told by Shriver that there were predetermined questions, so everything was scripted. And, you know, it was like a WWF event. It was like a wrestling match. Okay, you guys are going to do this, and then you're going to do this, and you're going to jump off of this and put a person in this, and he's going to kick out, and 1-2, and then do it again, 1-2-3, and, you know, here's the winner. And it's just, it's just bad and getting worse for the Harris campaign. But for some reason, if you do believe those pollsters, and, Rogan brings this up, and both Rogan and Trump were never called by a pollster to find out who they vote for or what their opinion is on politics. But you got Donald Trump going to McDonald's looking like your grandfather's, waving to people. He walked into McDonald's like, he worked there for a long time and knew everybody. And, Trump, Clinton, and Reagan are three presidents I can remember who are very personable. The thing about Bill Clinton, he's like, "Yeah, I feel your pain." But, he's also feeling something else. But you got this mess of a candidate who received the same vote, amount of votes as all of us on the 75 radio, zero, still trailing in the polls. Mike, what say you about this scripted town hall event?
It was exactly what you've seen from her campaign since day one. It's this constant, like, you know, facade of whatever, but she's nothing. There's nothing there. It's a paper tiger. So the moment that anything even remotely unscripted happens, she completely collapses, you know, hecklers at her events, and she can't handle it. She goes, you know, all kinds of sideways. It's the contrast between the two is so dramatic and so obvious that at this point, I don't know how anybody doesn't see it. I mean, even the media, you know, who were basically, that is her campaign, was the media just basically bolstering her up and creating this image of somebody that she's absolutely not. You know, even now, like, they're starting to kind of, like, take jabs at her, you know, a lot of jabs, honestly, and some pretty left-wing outlets are doing that. So I think it's just become very obvious to people what she really is and what she really represents.
Right. But, Mike, do you think the media is starting to realize, like, okay, she is the SS Titanic, and Trump is like Elon Musk's new rocket parallel parking? Do you think they're trying to derail her on purpose so then 2028 they can bring in Gavin Newsom or somebody else other than Harris?
Oh, no, I think her career is over. Politics for her is done. There's no more Willie Browns out there that she's going to, you know, throw her way into a position with. So her career is over, you know, and I think the media realizes it. I think the party realizes it. I think they're just kind of trying to stem the bleeding for the down ballot races.
Right. But how is it that the polls always have it like neck and neck, like Trump by a point or Kamala by half a point? And, you know, with what we're seeing on TV, even with the garbage media, Trump ought to be up by 20, 30 points.
Hey, look at the RCP poll for today came back with Trump as finally taking a lead over her. But I think it's like 0.2 or whatever. They have him over her now in the national average of polls. They have him about like, you know, 0.2 over her now. But the reality is, though, look at the 2016 race. He was, you know, they underestimated him by over 9 points. In 2020, he was just underestimated by 5 points. Even if they're underestimating him by, you know, 2 or 3 points at this point, it's still going to be a dramatic win for him. You know, I think it's the same bias that we've seen throughout for him. You know, it's this constant negative bias for him. And I think there's a lot of people out there who would be considered either centrist or even center-left that are voting Trump, and they're just not saying that. I think there's going to be a lot of silent vote that comes out, and it's going to be a dramatic, dramatic election.
Right, but, you know, here's something we got to think about. These polls are with likely voters. Likely voters. You know, we have to worry about the unlikely voters, i.e. The 20-plus million illegal immigrants, the 2,000 mules, and the dead. Why is it the dead always vote Democrat?
Well, you know. They can't complain about that, right? They can't. There's no one to object, right? They're already dead. Nobody can object and say, "Hey, wait a minute," you know. But you know, people are now, though. Obviously, people are researching and they're looking for those things and they're trying to bring that information out to people. But at the end of the day, I think that I don't think any of that's going to matter. I don't think any of the cheating is going to matter. Too big to rig is a brilliant strategy, and I think he's got it completely under control. I think this is going to be the end of their cabal. To be honest with you.
Right. I wish I had the confidence that you do, because just, you know, my problem is I live in Washington, D.C., and I see nothing but Harris signs, which, of course, it's, you know, expected. Like last week when I went to that function out in the middle of nowhere, I saw a lot more Trump signs than Harris signs. But then again, there's about 10 times more people up here than out there. But anyways, what was I going to say? I'm still worried. Do you believe in early voting? Because Dan Bongino, Charlie Kirk, all these other people are pushing early voting. So I actually said, I'll give it a shot.
Listen, I'd rather have the national holiday, you know, election day be a national holiday, one day voting, paper ballots with ID. But I voted early today. I won today. Today's the first in New York. I voted today. Get out and vote. Bank that vote.
Right. Anyways, we come back. We'll talk about the Dr. Bigot character, the Liberty News Radio Family Reunion, and TPC at 20. Stay tuned, everybody.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Our approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them. You know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again. It's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Well, Cuba's large-scale blackouts that left some 10 million people without power earlier this month could have been prevented.
Several experts say the blackouts wouldn't have happened if the government had built out more solar power to boost its failing electric grid as promised. In a nation with plentiful sunshine, Cuban officials have long had the opportunity to encourage solar power as one solution to national energy problems. But October's sweeping outages, the island's worst power failure in years, show little progress has been made.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, Cuba has committed to 37% renewable energy by 2030. It has also increased only from 3.8% of the island's electricity in 2012 to 5% a decade. Biden administration seeking information about the state of competition in air travel in the U.S. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. FBI says Russian actors making a fake election disinformation video seen on social media.
The video had taken off on social media on Thursday, but was debunked within 3 hours by local election officials and law enforcement after members of the public reported it. Officials said the fake is part of a broader effort to raise doubts about the integrity of the election and to stoke divisions.
That is correspondent Norman Hall reporting. Meanwhile, the FBI also warns U.S. intelligence officials expect Russia will continue to, quote, create and release additional media content that seeks to undermine trust in the integrity of the U.S. elections. Pakistani police say a suicide attack at a checkpoint has killed 4 security personnel, 5 others wounded. So far, there has been no immediate claim of the responsibility for that car bombing in the western part of the country. More on these stories at townhall.com.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only 7 countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the 9th month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton with Mike Reichbrandt. Walter Yerkew is enjoying the World Series. Don't know who's winning. Don't know who's playing. I think the team from New York and the team from Los Angeles is playing. I don't know the score. Really don't care. But anyways, we'll talk about media some more. The brilliant Paul Joseph Watson recently posted a YouTube clip about a BBC show called Doctors, where a character Watson referred to as Dr. Bigot rallied against wokeness, including his daughter's desire to become a man. Now, while watching the clips provided by Watson on the YouTube clip, I fell in love with this Dr. Bigot character. He was the only person in every scene that made sense. It was like something from the Twilight Zone. Everybody's talking about LGBTQ stuff and DEI and, your toxic masculinity, and this guy's daughter wants to become a boy. And, you know, he's a physician, so he's stating facts about, hey, you know, it's not, you know, just because you chop off your parts or add some parts, it's still, you know, whatever gender you came out of the womb. And watching this clip, I was rooting for this character, this doctor, affectionately called Dr. Bigot. It reminded me of the Archie Bunker character in the 70s TV show All in the Family. Now, creator Norman Lear wanted a white male character that America would laugh at, who was a bigot, a racist, a homophobe. But instead of laughing at this character, Archie Bunker, people laughed with Archie Bunker. They supported Archie Bunker, even though he wasn't not that bright. And watching the show, I saw a lot of my own grandfathers in Archie Bunker. So if TV wants to make another hit show, especially the networks, because I don't know anybody that watches network TV. I don't watch network TV because, you know, first, usually I'm working. If I do watch something, it's usually on Amazon. I got a Fire Stick with just about everything you can imagine under the sun. And I'm usually watching old movies like The French Connection and Jaws or All in the Family. But or I'm watching the YouTube archives with 7-5 Radio with the gorgeous Danella Rodriguez on it. But anyways, one of the reasons why I think The Sopranos was so popular is that the main character, Tony Soprano, was a no-nonsense, take-charge kind of guy. You know, even though he had his own set of values, which is very skewed. Killing your enemies, he did what he could to raise his kids the right way. And also the show's right after September the 11th, he went to the FBI with information about suspicious people, because the FBI had went from going after criminals to going after terrorism. Mike, what say you about a Dr. Bigot character that people seem to fall in love with, like us?
People respond well to truth. People crave truth. They crave reality, you know, to a great degree. And they see themselves in that character in this world where they're being told everything they thought, everything they learned, everything they knew is completely backwards and inside out. And, you know, so when you're getting that force down your throat at every turn, that one little spot where you can find that kind of truth becomes a beacon. And I think that's exactly what you're seeing with this show. I think that's what you saw at Archie Bunker, and that's what you're seeing with this. You know, people want that normalcy back.
Right. And Tony Soprano. One of my favorite scenes in The Sopranos, it was Tony and his kids and Meadow's boyfriend. I forgot the kid's name. He's the one that caught Vito doing something to a security guard. I won't mention over these airways. But they went out to eat, and the boyfriend got up from the table to go to the bathroom and paid for the bill, and Tony got pissed. He's like, you with me, you eat, I pay. When you get your family, you pay. And I'm watching this, like, oh my god, that is my father to a T. You know, I could have a couple hundred dollars in my pocket, and, you know, I'd be eating with the rest of the family. We all got money in our pockets. Like, hey dad, you want something? Huh, I got this. Okay, well, you know, even though I'm in my 50s, but that was him to a T. And you're absolutely right. People yearn for that character we can relate to. Another show, Bar Rescue, with that this guy loudmouth John Taffer is yelling and screaming and throwing things around. I watched that show. I was like, that's my father too. So I love how he yells. I love the fact this guy John Taffer, he's yelling at these people like my father yelled at me. And, you know, thank God my father yelled at me, because I could be, you know, one of these characters Dr. Bigot could be talking about on his television show. But anything else you want to add about this TV character before we talk about a movie character real quick?
Well, hopefully the movie industry and the TV industry wake up and realize what's going on and see the writing on the wall and get back to putting out real stuff and not the crap they've been putting out.
Right. And Mike, you bring up a good point. One thing I noticed for the past, like, 15, 20 years, it's been nothing but reboots. Now, granted, you know, James Bond definitely needed a reboot. But, like, the Batman series, the Justice League, you had a reboot of Roadhouse. You had a sequel to Beetlejuice. I mean, I went to the theater when it came out 36 years ago. And it's like they have nothing original. They just rehash old movies. And
they ran out of ideas.
Right. And we're in the age where we have supercomputers in our front pockets. We can order an automobile. We can order food, come right to a house. We can have a car delivered to our house using our telephones. But Hollywood just can't come up with any ideas. But thank God you have people like Christopher Nolan, but that's about it. I remember back in the day you had guys like Steven Spielberg, William Friedkin, Sam Peckinpah, George Lucas, Francis Ford Coppola. To me, that was the golden age of cinema. You had movies like The Godfather, The Exorcist, The French Connection, Jaws, The Wild Bunch, Serpico, Smokey and the Bandit. I thought that was a great movie.
Listen, but there's no freedom for that anymore. They're not free to be creative anymore. They're not free to be anything other than what they are, which is these, like, you know, these art directors for the woke culture crap. So they have these very narrow bands that they can work within, and everything has to be about the, you know, whatever the villain of the day is, whether it's Trump, whether it's me and you, or it's toxic masculinity, whatever other nonsense they're attacking that day.
Right.
You know, there's no room for them to work. There's no room for them to think or breathe or even try and be creative.
Right. You remember the movie Clear and Present Danger? It was based on a Tom Clancy book.
Great movie.
Right, but here's the thing. Jack Ryan was fighting Russian Nazis. Let me say that again. Jack Ryan was fighting Russian Nazis. Now, anybody that studied history know that the Soviet Union and Germany, they did not quite get along. So the idea of if you have Russians siding with the fascists is kind of far-fetched. You know, the real enemy was Arabs. Take your pick. But anyways, I digress. And that's another thing. They ruin everything. I mean, you take a Tom Clancy book that was very, very detailed, and they just ruin it. It's like, instead of Middle Eastern people, this is way before 9/11, we'll make it white Russian Nazis. Anyways, that's enough about that. But real quick, speaking of characters, one character that we all know and love is Donald Trump. And I happen to come across a movie called The Man You Don't Know. The director is Christopher Martini. That is his name. And he did an expose on Trump using people who know Trump and telling the story that you don't know about Trump, because there's a million other stories about Trump that are true, unlike, you know, losers and suckers and didn't want to go to graves, which is all Bravo Sierra. But people that know him telling all these stories that about Trump that you don't know. That's why, you know, when you hear the term, like, the man from Queens, it's like, you know, Trump did something that nobody knows about out of the goodness of his heart. Mike, did you happen to see this trailer real quick?
I saw the trailer really briefly. I think it goes to exactly who he is, but there's so much evidence of who he really is. If you think about it, this is a man who could have sat back. Nobody hated him. Nobody disliked him. Nobody even said a bad word about him ever. They all loved him on the left, on the right. Didn't matter. They all loved him. And he sacrificed all of that. He sacrificed a cushy, comfortable life to get in a fight and fight for people he never met, to fight for the entire country and the world, honestly, to bring peace, to bring prosperity, to make things work the way they should. and took how many barbs? He got indicted how many times? He's had so many attacks on him and his family. The amount of, I mean, two assassination attempts. He got shot in the head. You know, that right. That alone right there tells you the character of the man.
Right. Meanwhile, everybody's going after him because he wants to do the right thing for America. Meanwhile, we still don't know who is on the Epstein list, but we have a pretty good idea. If he hung out with Jeffrey Epstein and, you know, had a D after his name instead of an R and did all sorts of stuff with Epstein and P. Diddy, all this other stuff, and did a whole bunch of coke like everybody else up in Hollywood, he'd be fine. But anyways, we will talk to Mr. Martini next week. When we come back, we'll talk about TPC at 20 and the family reunion. Stay tuned, everybody.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
All right, we are back. No Walter tonight. He's watching the World Series. But anyways, on the line right now, we have the host of No BS News, Charlie LaDuff. How are we doing tonight, sir?
I'm good, brother. How you doing, man?
I am doing outstanding. Charlie, you missed it. We're celebrating 20 years of the political cesspool. We're also celebrating Danella being with us for one whole year. And to be honest, go ahead.
I was just calling in to like congratulate y'all and wish her a happy anniversary. I was hanging out with my mom, but I wanted to get on and say that she's a good addition.
Right, and I remember. Charlie, I was listening to that when I was doing the show, and I was absolutely a soup sandwich because here I am sitting next to this beautiful woman who decided to come on our show. I was like, has she even looked at the website or listened to the show? Because we are something different. And you come on, you were in the insurance policy in case she ran for the hills, and he's like, I'm coming on, outstanding. And then you were asking her about the movie Blow. I'm like, where is this going? And then Walter asked her, like, then you're talking to her just in Spanish, and first I say silencio por favor, and like she speaks Portuguese. I was like, no, that's for you, and it just went downhill from there. And what was real funny, I said, all right, to you and Walter, I said, all right, let's have all of our childish humor, make fun of me, make, you know, my costume, the Brokeback Mountain Cowboys, you guys going at it, going after me. Then when we bring Danella on, let's have a normal show. And so as soon as the halfway music came on, that went right out the window. So after you said that, after you asked about if she saw the movie Blow, my buddy Ed was taking pictures of me. I looked like I was about to choke somebody. And then I said, Walter, do you have any questions to our newest family member? He asked, Danella, do you have any red lipstick? I'm like, where is this going? This lady about to throw her drink in my face and run for the hills. And she's like, yeah. And I'm with bated breath. I was like, where is this going? He's like, put it in your pocket because Scoop might take it. I was like, what does this have to do with that? But that's Walter, because he sets me up all the time. But that's why I love him. But anyways.
Well, she came back on for a year, didn't she?
Yeah, she also came on to the St. Patrick's Day show. We had the entire family, me, Mike, Walter. We also had the other First Lady Radio, Heather McBride, on. And we had Danelle on at the end. And Walter says, Scoop, are you running around with your green nipples? I'm like, oh, here we go again. This is the Halloween all over again. I was like, Walter, I thought we were not going to talk about this, especially in front of company, thinking, hey, we, you know, whatever you got going on, let's not do it in front of Danelle. It's like, then Danelle says, I don't know why you're saying that. You're showing everybody at the party. I just looked over. I was like, oh, my God, she is one of us. I was like, wow.
See that? So, why criticize the magic?
Right. Exactly. And the next morning after our show last October, he texted me. He's like, she's got a great voice, great personality, lots of sass, good choice for once. Yeah. I was like, I'll take that, especially coming from you, Charlie. So, anyways, we couldn't be any happier. Here's to another year and plus, however long she wants to stick it out with us. The greatest show at 10 p.m. on Saturday nights. But, Charlie, what's going on in the world of the no BS news?
Well, that's the election, isn't it?
Yep.
It's just the election. It's, I don't know, you know, I was just looking forward to it being over, and then, you know, personally, professionally, and socially, everything just calms down, but I just got a feeling it's not gonna, right?
Right, and like Mike and I were talking about the polls, you know, Trump's up by a point, half a point here, there, whatever.
Nonsense, yeah.
Right.
You really think it's, I mean, the man outperforms the polls, like, right, Mike, like,
yeah,
3, 5, 7%, I don't see that, you know, just talking to people in Detroit, I don't see that, but I just, you know, that's a game just to create a story, I think, right?
Yeah.
Right, because that, right. But here's something funny that involves 75 Radio. You know, it's been the election. We're now in the election season. It used to be election day. Now we're in the season because we got early voting going on. I voted. Mike voted. But, you know, back to us, Talkers Magazine actually posted that Danella Rodriguez is celebrating 1 year with us. I'm like, oh, my God, all this stuff about election talk, you know, all day, every day, and Talkers Magazine talks about Danella. But if you look at the picture, like, oh, I would too. But, you know, thank you, Talkers Magazine. But I think Talkers probably posted it, the article or the news clip or the whatever about Danella for the simple fact it's, you know, change of pace, because, like, three-quarters of the show, we're talking about Trump and McDonald's, Trump with Joe Rogan, and then Kamala's having that predetermined town hall in Michigan.
Yeah, what's Talkers Magazine? Is that the radio professional magazine or something?
Yeah, it's a trade publication for the radio industry. And in fact, your name is mentioned. I'll pull it up right now.
What'd you do? You sent him a press release or something?
They got a copy of the press release. It might have been Walter's guy, Nick St. John. But let me see. She made her debut as a member of 75 Radio on October 28, 2023, when she appeared with host Walter Yerkew, Peter Scoopstan, and Pulitzer Prize winner and host of the No BS News Hour, Charlie LaDuff. This was the wildest and best show in its history. But, yeah, that's another thing, Charlie. You were part of our best and craziest show in our 6.5 years on the air. Any comments?
No comment. Except your green nipples, man.
Great.
You really see a doctor about those.
Oh, it gets better. It gets better because as I'm thinking, oh, Walter, why are you sabotaging the bit where we got Danella on, we're having a nice show, talking about St. Patty's Day, and then we get off I forgot what the subject matter was, and then Mike asks, like, Scoop, where'd you put the shamrock? I'm like, what's he tango foxtrot? I was like, Mike, I'm not going to say it on these airways. He's like, oh, now I know where you put it. Yeah. So I was like, oh, boy. But
Mike, you're a New Yorker, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
How come you didn't skip the show to watch the Yankees?
He's in Long Island.
I don't really follow like that. Yeah, I don't really follow sports like that at all, I'll be honest with you, man. I like playing, but I just never had the patience to sit there and watch the stuff. You know, to me it was like, all right, that's great, but... You know,
you mean you don't skip your own radio show to watch men in tight pants run around?
Not my thing, you know. If it was Scoop, Green Nipples running around, I might skip to watch that.
That's
right.
Hey, Charlie, last week I told him, I was like, hey, I'm doing the show remote. I'm at a nudist resort.
Really?
Mike said something about... But I got to the resort and the management told me to keep my clothes on. And Mike claimed I was experiencing extreme shrinkage.
He was bringing to life that you Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, you and Costanza, man.
That's right.
But anyways, our biggest show of the year, and we got to bring Danelle on. We got you on, Charlie, and Walter's watching the World Series. But anyways, real quick, I need to thank James Edwards and everything he's done on the political cesspool, especially bringing me on the political cesspool, because without James and the political cesspool, I wouldn't have the pleasure of meeting and becoming friends with Charlie Duff, Walter, Danella, Heather, and the incredible shrinking Mike Reichbrandt. But anyways, thank you very much, James Edwards, for all of you done for me and the show, including the voiceovers. Oh, Charlie, speaking of voiceovers, did you hear the new one that we cut?
Let me hear it.
Well, I can't now because we're live. But anyways, we got the guy James Edwards saying we're back, and Scoop just got done staring at Danella's Instagram account. This is 75 Radio, but I was like, oh come on.
Oh man, screwball me in it.
Right. But
accurate.
Anyways, what are you accurate? Because I look at her Instagram account because I pull her pictures from Instagram to put on the archives for the podcast and for the YouTube channel. Looking about pictures
amongst
of you, Mike.
Other things. They don't want a picture of me.
Yeah, exactly. Here's one. We were talking about Springfield, Ohio, and we're live on the show, and Walter texts me a picture of a lady's foot saying that it's my foot.
That was 100% your foot.
It was not my foot.
Well, there's one way to know. Are the nails painted?
They were definitely painted. They were definitely.
Then they're definitely yours. Then they're definitely yours, Scoop. Yeah.
Yep.
Anyways, all right, we're at the end. For Mike Reichbrandt and Charlie Duff and Danella Rodriguez, this is Peter Scoop standing reminder. You can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.